Today is January 2021. It's a Sunday. We shall be continuing with this book, The Path to Truth for Modern Day Bodhisattva Practitioner. We are at page 275. So the title is A Last Wish. This topic is quite interesting. It's from Chapter 3, Sutra of Infinite Meaning. The title is Ten Merits. So the stanza say, this sutra can enable those who are feeling anger to give rise to a mind of patience. So this is very useful. Enabling those who become lax to give rise to a mind of diligence. So this is what cultivator need. So this is an interesting topic. We shall go through afterwards. Just relax yourself, body and mind, and maintain some form of attention. Then we will continue from where we stop. Turn to page 275. The subheading is A Last Wish. This one is based on the Sutra of Infinite Meaning, Liang Yijing, Chapter 3 on the Ten Merits. So, according to the Sutra, there is a stanza that expresses this last wish. This Sutra can enable those who are feeling anger to give rise to a mind of patience. You have this ability to transform living being and help living being so that all those who have emotion, anger, can turn around and develop a mind of patience, calm, tranquility, and stillness. That will be very helpful. It can also enable those who have become slack to give rise to a mind of diligence, means you can strive on with heedfulness. You can diligently push yourself and develop the virya, spiritual zeal or tenacity to learn this teaching, to cultivate the meditation, to develop heedfulness. So we are going to go through this topic, okay? According to the author, the Buddha came to this world to save and transform living beings. So this is to fulfill their vows. Even though living beings may be as unyielding as a ferocious tiger, the Buddha can tame them with his wisdom, just like a great trainer. Mr. Liao from Taitung used to live a rough life and was filled with delusion. So because of delusion, he suffered really. One day he was seriously injured in a car accident and both his legs had to be amputated. So this is a very serious accident. Is indeed a tragedy to him because the injury was so serious. He lost both his legs, so he has to be amputated. This accident awakened him and he wanted to reform. However, you must take note of this. Habitual tendencies are hard to change. This is very true. For living beings with delusion, they find it very difficult to change their habits. So we call it a tendency that you develop through your habits. So he still continued to drink, smoke, and chew bitter nuts. Later on, he was hospitalized for oral cancer. His doctor warned him, if you do not quit smoking, drinking or chewing bitter nuts, no treatment can cure you. The doctor then referred him to Ciji volunteers. Ciji volunteers cared for him during his hospital stay and continued to comfort him after he was discharged when he was hospitalized again because the cancer came back. The volunteer again stayed with him and cared for him. Finally, he had a total awakening. He repented his wrongdoing and vowed to become a faith corps member of the future. In the beginning, he devoted himself to recycling work. Without the use of his leg, it was quite difficult. But he persisted and worked hard. Meanwhile, he shared his story with people. When he went to people's home to collect recyclables, he would nimbly roll down from his wheelchair before others could reach out to help. He demonstrated with his action that though he had led a wanton life and lost his legs, he could still help others because he had a sound mind. His life story had indeed moved many people. Unfortunately, his cancer worsened after several years. His doctor told him that he didn't have much time left. He had been diligently doing recycling work, and his only wish was to become a certified faith corps member. One day, I ran into him in front of the social service department at the Ciji Hospital. He said, "Master, I've been waiting for you here. I hope that I will live to the day when you certify new commissioners. I want to be certified by you, Master." The author then said, "How about I certify you in advance?" He replied, "No. I do not want special treatment. If I can live to that day, I will receive my certification." I gave him my blessing and hoped that his wish would come true when he returned to Taitung. The first certification ceremony of commissioners and faith corps members that year was held in Taitung. I saw him dressed in a suit, sitting in a wheelchair. A badge was pinned to his chest that reads, "The Buddha Spirit and the Master's Mission." He said to me, "Master, I am here." "Oh, you make it. I was very happy to see you." His doctor had not been optimistic about his condition, but his willpower was strong. He had lived to see the day. We cannot determine how long we will live. The Buddha teaches us the law of cause and effect, and that life is impermanent. Whatever causes we create, we receive the retribution accordingly. In previous lives, we wrote out our script for this life. Therefore, each of us must play our role well and accept it willingly, whether good or bad. Mr. Wang's is another story of transformation. He had been a bad-tempered person since his youth. As a reckless teenager, he joined a gang and led a deluded life until he suddenly fell sick. After a physical examination, he was diagnosed with hypothyroidism and instructed to rest. Therefore, he stayed at home for a period of time. One day, he turned on the TV and came across the Ta Ai TV television. He was immediately attracted to the real-life story of Ta Ai dramas. He began to watch Ta Ai TV every day and was deeply moved. I heard that his mother used to be ill-tempered as well. However, after taking part in the Zizi training program for commissioner and working as a recycling at a recycling station, she was inspired by the kind words of the many smiling Zizi volunteers. She gradually became much gentler, and she often brought home Zizi Monday magazine for her son to read. He was surprised to see the change in his mother. For this reason, he joined Zizi to do recycling and other volunteer works, and he experienced the joy of giving. I believe that when his body and mind are healthy, his family will be happy and harmonious. The Sutra of Infinite Meaning said, "This sutra can enable those who are filled with anger to give rise to a mind of patience. If those who easily lost their temper can learn the Buddha's way and apply it to their daily life, they will naturally be more tolerant. We must learn to be tolerant when interacting with others. With tolerance, we will not lose our temper, and certainly not dispute. And certainly no dispute or conflict will arise. We must be so genuinely patient that our patience is not arising without effort. When one can practice to the level of not giving rise to anger, then one has mastered the practice of patience. He who can develop the cultivation until you cannot get angry or emotional anymore means you have progressed very well." The sutra enables those who are lack to give rise to a mind of diligence. So this one is very useful. If you are lazy, very not really serious about learning the Dhamma, means they are not serious and they neglect, means they are lazy, lax in their attitude. This sutta can help you, because when you start to understand the 10 merits and how to develop the cultivation, then you can develop a mind of diligence to overcome your laxity or laziness. So lazy people wail away their time day after day, indulging in pleasure. They are wasting their life. We must live life to the fullest and make good use of our time. Our time can compete, over time, we can complete our education, succeed in our career, and achieve spiritual cultivation. Those who make good use of time will not be lazy. They are considered diligent. With diligence, people will be successful in life. So this is very true. If you want to be successful in anything, you must work for it. Be diligent to cultivate all this. Okay, we have finished that chapter. Now we are on the next chapter, chapter 12. From humanistic culture to environmental protection, thereby creating a stream of purity with virtue. And this is very beautiful. Then the next section is on the topic, the secret to longevity. The Sutra of Infinite Meaning, chapter 1 on virtue, states that they are peaceful, contented, uncontriving, and free from desire. This refers to the great beings, the bodhisattvas. Nothing in this world is permanent. The Buddha tells us that in this world, everything goes through the four-phase cycle of change, formation, continuation, decay, and extinction. So this one we have gone through. All objects eventually deteriorate. Once this happens, we treat this thing as trash. Today's society emphasizes convenience and comfort. So people consume more and create more trash. Actually, the overflow of garbage has everything to do with pollution of the mind. How should we deal with this ever-worsening garbage problem? I am truly grateful to our recycling volunteers for their continual dedication to protect the earth, the environment. The virtue chapter in the Sutra of Infinite Meaning say that the mind of bodhisattvas are tranquil and clear, with vows as vast as the endless void. A preceding verse said, their minds are peaceful, seeking neither fame nor wealth. They ask for nothing and are free of desire. Therefore, we must first be peaceful, seeking neither fame nor wealth. We must lead a simple and frugal life in order to attain the state of being tranquil and clear. So this is the training process. Ta Ai TV once interviewed a 93-year-old woman living in Nankin district of New Taipei City. The reporter observed, "Grandma, you are so healthy." He told the reporter, "I have never taken any medicine or tonic." The reporter asked, "How come you are so healthy?" The reply was, "I don't know." Her answer of "I don't know" shows that her state of mind is free of desire and her focus is not on extending her health. The difference is that she let go of her attachment, keeps his mind open and remains free of desire. Although he did not put forth a specific effort to promote her health, she certainly guarded her mind from being polluted. She had worked hard all her years, widowed at a young age, and having to raise 6 children by herself, she did everything she could to make a living. She willingly accepted her lot in life without complaint and firmly moved forward. Though her children were already grown up and successful, she continued to work. So this type of volunteer not easy, eh? This woman paid much attention to upholding a refined appearance. Ever since she was young, she always wore a qipao, yeah. The other equivalent word is qiongsam, eh? And kept herself neat and tidy. Rain or shine, summer or winter, even when she collects and sorts recyclables. Now, she still maintains a neat appearance. She has been doing recycling work for 6 years. She started when she was already in her 80s. Most people think that they should retire and live leisurely in their age, in their old age. However, this is not her philosophy in life. Instead, she thinks that precisely because she is advanced in age, she should do even a bit more. Clearly, the secret to longevity here is being open-minded and contented. With no desire, she will have no affliction. As a result, our mind will be pure and unpolluted. So this is the secret of our longevity. Eh? How to pronounce it? In su awa. There is another senior citizen who is 82 years old. Suau, that place is called Suau, I think somewhere in Taiwan. Eh? There is another senior citizen who is 82 years old. He leaves home at 3 o'clock each morning to do recycling work. What is truly remarkable is that he collected about 1 to 2 tons of recyclables every 3 to 4 days. Well, that is a lot. A few tons is a lot, even 1 ton is a lot. He not only collect and pack the recyclable, but also transport them in a car. Wow, this is not easy, 82 year old. When a reporter interviewed him, he said, I'm never away from home. Sorry, I am never away from home for more than 5 days because recyclables will fill up the entire house if I do not sort them. Sometimes my daughter will ask me to stay another day when I visit here. But I tell her that even if I stay, my mind would be at home with the recycling work to be done. Another recycling volunteer also remarked, this man is so committed to recycling that whenever we invite him to go out for a trip, he would constantly worry that no one will be doing the recycling. This old man would not take any trip exceeding 5 days because his heart is always on the recycling work. Means very committed person. He's healthy and optimistic and has become more energetic and determined with age. He really live a meaningful life. So there are such people. Eh? Mm. Since we are committed to Ziqi and its mission, we must encourage and support each other. In the meantime, we must cleanse our mind of defilement so that our mind can be pure and at ease. Then we will truly be calm and carefree. If we can do this, we will have the determination and strength to serve as a living Bodhisattva. This is very true, but how many people can do this? You must be able to cleanse your mind of all defilements. Only then your mind can be pure and at ease. When the mind is cleansed of defilement, it is truly calm and carefree. So you can do this. You will have the determination and strength to be a living Bodhisattva. This is very true. Huh? So the mind, for it to be cleansed or defilement, you need to develop wisdom. That's why wisdom is the only thing that liberate your mind and free your mind. Without wisdom, you can't. So all cultivation center on wisdom. So coming back to the teaching, we can recall the essential Dhamma that the Buddha taught us. Based on the 3 turnings of the Four Noble Truths, which correspond to the 3 types of wisdom that can arise. The first turning on proclamation of truth can give rise to the first type of wisdom, which is Sutamayapanya. Upon hearing the teaching, the sutta, if you can awaken, means you have cultivated before in the past. So your karmic nature, your spiritual nature, can support you and bring forth the causes and conditions for you to understand the teaching. That's how you can awaken. So sutta are the discourse of the Buddha. So sutta maya panya, panya is wisdom, wisdom born of hearing the suttas, the discourse of the Buddha. So you can hear the Four Noble Truths and its three turning, you will develop the appropriate wisdom. So first turning is listening. Second turning is when you reflect and contemplate on what you have heard, or nowadays you can read about it. That gives rise to second turning, wisdom. So when you start to reflect, contemplate and inquire into the discourse of the Buddha, then you develop deeper understanding. You develop stability of understanding, then you can assimilate this understanding into your nature and develop the second turning wisdom called Chintamaya Panya. So this is the process. That's why under the 10-step enlightenment sequence of the Abhijja Sutta, first is to have Dhamma friends. Dhamma friends are spiritual friends that walk the path of Dhamma. Kayanimittas. So as Dhamma friends or Kayanimittas, we will definitely have Dhamma friends. So the first step, all of us will fulfill. Then the second step is constantly listening to the Dhamma. If you can constantly listening to the Dhamma, reflect and contemplate and inquire, then you develop the first and second turning wisdom. That's why step two is very important. When you have step one fulfilled, you will have good opportunity to listen to the true teaching, the true Dhamma. Then when you listen and develop the first, second turning wisdom, the initial wisdom will arise. Then you can put the teaching to test. If it stands up for investigation, you will have faith in his teaching. So step three is faith in the teaching and the Buddha, the triple gem, Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. So these three steps are sequential for you to develop the meditation leading to the initial wisdom, which is Yoniso Manasikara. And to develop Yoniso Manasikara is step four. So when you have that developed, means your daily mindfulness is already starting to develop. Otherwise, you cannot be in that phase. So step four will lead to step five. Step five is equally important. Means the daily mindfulness. Daily mindfulness is very important. This daily mindfulness, when it arises, it actually gives rise to a lot of wisdom and awakening. Then with the daily mindfulness, you can cultivate Bhavana Mayapanya. Your Bhavana Mayapanya is the third turning wisdom. When you go into the cultivation, without the daily mindfulness stabilized, you cannot be heedful throughout the day. Without heedfulness, you are exceeded. The heedless are exceeded. So heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. So step three, faith in the triple gem, leading to step four. Then step four leading to step five. They are very important in the cultivation. Once you develop step 5, you are home. The initial wisdom would have arisen, would have arisen. You would have that stability of understanding. And with that, you can actually develop the wisdom to free your mind from defilement. Then your mind will always be heedful in a state of tranquility, stillness, and peace. Then there is no more stirring of mind, reaction of mind, no more fear, worry, anxiety, heedless thinking, mental hindrance. By then your spiritual faculty would have taken over. Sada will lead to virya, virya will lead to sati, sati will lead to samadhi, thereby leading to wisdom, panya. From trash to gold. This is another chapter of the Sutra of Infinite Meaning, chapter 1, virtue. Infinite Dhammadhau readily appear in front of them. They attain great wisdom and completely understand all dhammas. So this refer to the bodhisattvas, the great beings. Without that training, you can't. You have to reach a stage of cultivation where you are already very stable, very advanced. Then everything is dhamma. That's why infinite dhammadhau readily appear in front of them. They attain great wisdom and completely understand all dhamma. This is very true. So this one, only cultivator who has gone that distance can understand. So this stanza is based on chapter 1, virtue of the Sutra of Infinite Meaning. Then we go into the author's description. Tzuchi's recycling volunteers work to protect the earth and cherish natural resources. They have encouraged many people to follow suit and are recognized internationally. They are truly living bodhisattvas. These are very true. We want to promote the concept of environmental protection to the entire world. It is a difficult task. But when everyone contributes their loving kindness and set their hearts to it, nothing is impossible. This is very true. The purpose of recycling is to protect the environment, to protect Mother Earth, not to make a profit out of things. Because if you don't do recycling, our earth will be badly polluted and affected, especially our atmosphere, our environment. Our ability to sustain ourselves as a living being or human being on this planet. Without recycling, there will be a lot of pollution. And pollution can really destroy environment, destroy our earth consciousness. The purpose of recycling is to protect the earth and not to make profit. Natural resources are limited. As technology advances, more everyday products are made from natural resources. For example, people extract oil from underground or underneath the sea, refine it into petroleum, refine or distill them into petroleum and process it to make plastic product or textile. This one are the heavier oil, we call it the thicker oil, could be bitumen or tar or whatever. Then they can be manufactured into plastic products and textiles. Other products are made through logging and mining, all of which damage the land and hamper water and soil conservation. It leads to a lot of erosion. When you cut down trees, you actually reduce the number of trees that can give rise to photosynthesis to replenish the oxygen that we need for our survival. So plants play the reverse role of living beings. Plant actually has the potential to give rise to photosynthesis, their leaves and all those things. And the main source of raw material for them to develop the photosynthesis is the carbon dioxide. Then the byproduct is oxygen. That's how we replenish our oxygen in this planet. So if we destroy the plants, the trees, the environment, and we don't replenish them, sooner or later we will have problems. Then recycling of plastic, everything, we can see very clearly. If you don't recycle them, this one can stay on the Earth, atmosphere and planet for very long. Sometimes it floats into the ocean. The ocean is also polluted. And the fishes, the living creature that lives in the sea, they will also be polluted. And a lot of them die because of that. So as we continue to understand recycling, we will continue to understand how we can do our part to save our planets. But we need to understand how to do it. That's why technology is important. Then we need to mitigate the environmental impact of whatever we do. Then the byproduct or the effluents that we discharge through all this chemical process and whatever thing we do, we must be able to actually clean it up. So we call it environmental protection. So all this non-allowable effluents, or we call it toxic discharge from the industries, from a lot of manufacturing activity, even our motor oil, our cooking oil, and a lot of our, they call gearbox, engine oil, and all this oil. We have a lot of automobile. So if every of this engine oil or industrial oil are discharged into the environment without environmental treatment, it can be disastrous. Our ocean can be really polluted. Even the oil tanker, when there is a leak, can be so detrimental to our ocean. And sometimes long stretches of our sea coast and boundaries. Then a lot of pollution can occur, leading to a lot of death. So all this, if we don't recycle, we'll have a lot of problems. So we will read on to see what else that the author has brought up. We must be vigilant and not consume material extravagantly without limit. We must reduce our consumption by appreciating and cherishing what we have and controlling our desire by being thrifty and saving. In addition, we must reuse what has been consumed by carefully sorting recyclables. This is the recycling process. How can we make use of recycled material? At Suji, there are many entrepreneurs and talented professionals working together in R&D to research and develop ways to do this, such as finding ways to recycle PET bottles. What are PET bottles? Plastic. Plastic, or polyethylene. Polyethylene, with plastic bottles. Our recycling volunteers always actively remind the public, please do not discard your PET bottles. Please collect them for recycling. And you remove the cap, rings, and label and rinse the bottle with a little water. You can save us a lot of labor. One researcher said to me, I have always wanted to use recycled PET bottles to produce quality products that are beneficial to people. Unfortunately, even though I have been trying for decades, it's not easy to promote this concept of recycling. He was grateful to Tsuchi because there are many volunteers doing recycling together. So there is sufficient amount of PET bottles, and bottles collected are in better condition too. The research and development team focused their work on recycling PET bottles into textile fibers, which are in turn made into blankets. These eco-friendly blankets are warm and light. In the beginning, the team was concerned whether the material had any negative health effect. After being tested by experts, the product has been proven to be of high quality and safe to use. Now, this is good news. So at least the recycling of this type of so-called trash and waste can be converted to products that are very useful. That's why the title is From Trash to Gold. Common textiles such as nylon and other synthetic material have been produced from refined petroleum for decades. So are PET bottles. Now we are simply converting used PET bottle into useful product, extending the life of resources. In the Tsuji world, we can learn a lot about science and technology through our project. The team members have truly brought forth their strength to develop many products from recycled PET bottles, such as t-shirt for summer, as well as warm jackets and sleeping bag for winter. Several hundred thousands of eco-friendly blankets made of recycled PET bottle has already been distributed in winter relief activity around Taiwan, as well as in international disaster relief projects. In April 2007, a fire in the Philippines left more than 10,000 people homeless. We immediately shipped the eco-friendly blanket over so that the victim could receive high quality warm blanket as soon as possible. Every time I see fake corp members or recycling volunteers working late into the evening, I am always concerned about their safety. So I asked the research and development team to produce fabric that can light up, and they succeeded. They recycled PET bottles to manufacture hair thin fiber used to weave fabric. Then a battery is installed and the fabric lights up. This is really incredible. As the saying goes, every experience enables us to grow in wisdom. Doing Tsuchi work is wonderful because infinite Dharma doors are all around us. This is very true. I believe that all our recycling volunteers not only enjoy doing recycling, they also attain Dhamma joy. Very true. They devote themselves to recycling and protect the earth. And they have come to understand many principles of life and the universe through that process. Therefore, they are able to understand the truth of all things. So this is very beautiful and very true. Okay, we will stop here. We are almost 4 p.m. We can then stop for 45 minutes of awareness-based meditation. Okay, so you can now relax body and mind. Then we will off the light so that you all can have your 45 minutes of awareness-based meditation. Always remember the 4 support. Relax, maintain awareness. The 3rd support is for as long as you can. Theoretically, it's 24 hours. But initially, it's just during your conscious moment when you are awake. Then the last support is trust. Trust your nature to develop the meditation. Is no interference from the thought process. Your thought process are from your memory. They are your views, your opinion, and your conditioning. So that one can't help you. That one can only give you more problems. So you have to relax, maintain awareness, and trust your nature to do. So relax, maintain awareness, silence everything. Whatever arises, let it arise. Aware, move on. Aware, move on. Do not get yourself entangled with the proliferation of thought or thinking. You need to stabilize the awareness nature to understand the real meditation. But for those who are familiar with the methods and the technique, and you really want to prepare yourself to stabilize your sati by doing the meditation following your traditional way, which is using a skillful means to train your mind. It can be an anapanasati or mind sweeping method, combined with metta, or even whatever object of meditation that can make you mindful and aware. Then you anchor it there and maintain awareness of the object of meditation until the object of meditation becomes very subtle, very still, until the mind becomes very quiet. No more movement, and then continue to silence until the mind enters the deep. When your mind enters the deep, you will know, because there is no thought, no thinking, nothing. It is just tranquility, stillness, and just awareness. But the movement between the thinking process, the thought, and the nature, they are very close. That's why not until you can stabilize the awareness nature, you cannot understand what I'm trying to share with you. So do it. Don't try to know. So relax, maintain awareness, stabilize the awareness nature. For those who already know how to meditate, you can straight away go to your heart area, relax into every mind state that arises, then stay, use your awareness and stay at your heart area. Wherever you can detect any vibration or your heartbeat, stay with it, be aware of it. No need to know, no need to do anything, just stay there, be with it, aware, 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 until you become very quiet, until everything transforms and return to its original state of stillness. That is your true mind. So realize that true mind. Stay there. Okay, you all can slowly mindfully come out of the meditation. try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed within for as long as you can. Okay, so we will from here continue with our second session, which is meditation, reporting, followed by whatever question you may have.
Hello, Amitabha Brahmaji.
Yeah, for sure.
Amitabha to all Kayamitas. Today, because of the good reception, I thought I would do my meditation sharing.
Ah, very good, Sadhu.
Because has been the so-called the reception has been quite bad for the past few times that I logged in. It was extremely bad last Thursday.
Mm.
How do I get rid of the wave hand?
We will do it for you. Sui can do it.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, because it's kind of showing there. It's kind of like, what is this? I want to share about my meditation, and hopefully Brother Teo can give me some guidance on this. First, I want to talk about the meditation I had on my... It was a sleeping meditation. Just before I sleep, I went to meditation. So, I don't do it all the time, but
it's okay.
It has been some time.
It's up to us as a meditation. As a cultivator, it's up to us. Whenever you do. You continue.
That's what I thought. When I feel like doing, I will do lah. So this time I really went into doing it. Okay, I explained to you what happened in my meditation. So I relax as usual. Very important for me to relax. Once I relax already, then I detect my heartbeat. I stay with it until it just quieten down everything, you know. And then in the meditation, right, I can see, I detected my gum, you know. Later I explain to you why I detected my gum. Actually, the gum is not the gum that you see, you know. I don't know how the gum look like. I'm not a doctor. But I see the area of the gum pulsating, you know. It's like beating, vibrating, you know. And then after that, I feel it's all about sensation. It's sensation, you know, sensation, right? So then I feel the heat around the cheek area, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, so this so-called vibration sensation and the heat, I feel it. I sense it all the way. When I wake up, it was still showing me that area pulsating.
Oh, okay.
I cannot describe to you how it looks like. It's very, because it's the first time I see it in my meditation, you know. So I cannot describe to you exactly what is going on. So it's just showing to me. Then after that, the heat, I don't feel anything. I don't have aversion to it or anything. It's just aware of it, like, you know, just awareness of it, you know. Just the awareness of it. So then after that, when I wake up, right, I still have this, I still inside the awareness, you know. I was still, I can know what is going on in my so-called meditation, meditation, aware of it. So when I wake up, then after that, I want to wake up already, so the awareness go away already, So I went to look at my face and my gum, you know. Then I realized my face, the cheek swollen and red, you know.
Oh, how come? Which part of the cheek?
Okay. So what happened is few days this happened on the Christmas week before Christmas, Christmas. I had some gum sensation problem that whenever I eat, I feel my gum is aching, you know. So then it's very sometimes when I have this is my body problem. When my body will have gum I will know that my gum will be aching, you know.
This yeah, there is inflammation, I think. Inflammation. Yeah.
So my gum is aching, but I will take the liang cha and then it will go away, you know. But this time it never go away.
Okay, no, you better see a dentist. Oh.
Yes. Actually, what happened was, when I eat, I have this chewing problem. So, the inner gum, you know, inner cheek, got hit by my teeth, you know. So it's like maybe it developed into an ulcer or what, like.
Yeah.
It's very
inflamed.
Yes. So I don't really go and check what happened to my inner cheek, you know, but I know that there is discomfort, you know. Then I said, if I drink the liang cha,
you must have wounded it. Yeah.
Yes. So I said, if I drink liang cha, it will be okay, you know, nothing will happen. But
you must go and see the dentist.
So what happened was, it wasn't giving me a lot of problem, you know, but in the past, when it happens, it will just recover by itself, But this time, it never. So in my meditation, it appeared to me, you know.
Yeah.
It surfaced to me. Yeah. It showed it to me, you know, that it is more than the usual kind of inflammation. You have to go and see doctor.
Yes.
So it really showed it to me in my meditation. The heat, you know, the heat.
The heat. I will explain to you.
So I went to see, but because I was worried about, I know it's not the teeth problem, so I went to see a GP because dentist.
The GP also can give you some.
I don't want to get hurt by the dentist, so I go and see the GP. The GP give me the antibiotic.
He will give you antibiotic, definitely.
Yes. So I took the antibiotic and I recovered. So it was like so amazing that in my awareness meditation, I didn't sleep, you know.
Yeah. Very good. Sadhu to you. Means the moment you lie down, you maintain awareness, then until almost you wake up, then only you realize what happened. Huh? Very good. Do you have any particular question?
Yes.
Yeah. What is your question? Yeah.
I look at the mirror. For me, it's like, at first I cannot believe this is happening, that hey, did I dream or not dream?
You are in the awareness state. You are in the awareness state.
Because it was so clear to me. Yeah. It's so clear to me.
The
awareness, don't know how to describe this kind of thing. It's very difficult to describe. The gum, I mean, I never seen how it looks like, you know, the image, I don't know what is that.
It's very difficult for you to describe. Your first time you are going through it and experience it. Yes.
So, but the temperature, I can feel the heat, you know.
Yeah.
But it doesn't give me aversion at all.
You will have that.
It doesn't give me the aversion. It's just aware, you know, the kind of thing.
There you are in the state of sati, awareness. That nature is different.
So it's like the nature doing all the work. I'm just resting, you know. I wake up, I was like very well rested. I don't feel anything. Yeah. I'm okay. I don't have fever or anything.
I'm just very
normal. But I just know that my gum is problem, you know.
And
my inner cheek is a problem, you know, that I need to go and see a doctor for the antibiotics.
Very good.
But
very
I feel
good.
Very okay, you know what I mean?
So you have any particular question or not, Poche?
Actually, for me, it's like the image is like kind of like a puzzle to me, I cannot describe. I don't know how to describe it. So for me to explain to you, I also don't know how to explain, you know.
Right. Don't worry. No need to explain.
I just know that the pulsation, you know, is the
yes. The vibration. The pulsation.
Yeah. It keeps changing, keep changing.
The heat and all those things.
It keeps changing, you know.
So you want to understand all those things.
Do I need to understand this thing or not? Or
you will
just
finally understand yourself. But I have to explain so that It will help you to develop the understanding faster, because not many people can go into all this type of meditation to do all this. So for yours, it's quite a good experience for you to go through, because your state of mind happen to have the ability, then you happen to have a bodily condition, which is that gum problem. So I will explain, you listen. When we do the awareness-based meditation, especially the sleeping meditation, you can maintain the awareness and going like what you have done. Initially relax, maintain awareness, then stay at the heart area and detect the heartbeat, then be with it and let it slow down until it becomes very quiet, very still, and you are just aware. Then this awareness will move. It becomes trust. Then initially it will create movement or activity at the heart area if it's just meditation. But later on, because you are so relaxed and aware, it will detect the area that has problem and let you know. So last time for my case is I can feel certain area, the blood like not flowing smoothly. Yeah, when I was young, I stepped on the banana skin and I flipped almost 360 degrees and I fell on my back. My spine was actually very badly smashed, but because I was young and something protected it, but I didn't know what really happened. And that time I was only 7 or 8 years old. Then I felt very, very bad pain, but I was still young. Then over time, the pain slowly, slowly become bearable. Then after that, I continue to rest. Then after a few days, I recovered. So I forgot about it. Until I reached the age of 30 something. 30 to 35, I remember. Then I start to experience this. At first, I thought it was slip disc because the back, sometime when it happened, certain position, I felt like very painful, very painful. Then I need to adjust and relax. Well, I know how to meditate, relax. Then I stay there. The awareness go there. Then, of course, the awareness can heal because mine was not a real inflammation or what. But it takes very long. I realize it's a waste to use this type of nature's energy to heal. Yeah, this is a physical condition. If I should see a doctor, I should see a doctor. But that time, because after I rest, like what happened to you, you take Liong Cha, you recover. Which can, for our case, if the condition is not serious, a lot of things we can just rest, then the pure energy we will recover. But this is a very severe thing. That's why after that, I continue to learn how to deal with all this. Then it happened a few times. But one day, I finally learn how to actually strengthen my back muscle. So I did some exercise, the leg exercise. I cycle in the air, in the air. Then I was very lucky. Well, when I meditate, I can feel something at the back there, Then sometimes it develops into heat and all those things, but not as bad as you. Well, mine is not inflammation. So what happened was, after I deal with it, off and on it still come. Then maybe good karma. In the year 1992, I remember, I went down to Singapore with a group of Kayamitas. Then I met with K.C. Un. He told me there is one very good cultivator and meditator from China. He's mainland China, Chinese. But that time Singapore opened up and they managed to let the Singaporean Chinese to invite their relative to come over from China. So this person who is very famous and very good, he happened to be staying in the apartment of a relative. Then Casey, they all came to know him. Then when we were there, we told him, you can seek permission for us to visit him, will be very good. I think there were about 6 or 7 of us. Yeah. And he, that person is a Chinese sensei, but he's a doctor. He's a doctor in one of the very famous hospital. And I was so surprised because when I heard from Casey, I heard something else. I heard about one group of people who are very good in psychic phenomena and all that. But this one is not the energy field type of psychic. This one is gifted psychic. They are gifted. They call it Tak Yi Gong La. Mandarin, say me. Te Yi Gong La. So it's like you have special gift. So according to him, after we met up with him, I have to describe a bit. Te Yi Gong La in Mandarin, I think. According to him, he said, that time, this fellow was older than me. In the year 1992, I was only about 38 years old. He is already 50 plus to 60. Very strange, you know. When he saw me, we went in, he allowed us to come in, you know. Before he saw me, he was reluctant, no, because the people that visited, he also don't know who we are. You know. Then he dare not say anything. Then when he met me, then we were sitting down there. Then he looked around and he looked at me. Then he said, "Do you all have anything that need my help?" Then I also don't know what he do. As I say, "What is your specialty?" He said, "I have this ability to do certain things to heal people with whatever back problem or whatever problem." And he said he can harness chi. And he has this special gift. He also don't know how he have it. But since young, then later on, after he did to me, I have to describe, sorry, it takes some time. He asked me, "Do you have any particular problem or situation?" I say, "I don't really have, but when I was young, I told him how I fell. I stepped on a banana skin, I flipped, then I hurt. Then my back here, when I meditate, I can feel that something is blocked there, that she, you know." You know what he said? "Good, come, sit down," he said. He asked me to sit on the chair, sit down. Yeah. Then I didn't even take out my clothes. So. I didn't even lower my pants or whatever. No. It's at the, you call what, the cervix there. No, above the sacrum. Not really sacrum. Above the sacrum, about. No, below the pelvic. It's about a few inches above the sacrum, 4 or 5 inches. It is at the back here, very sharp point here, at the back. So, they just say, "Relax." I already know how to meditate. I'm very good at relax and maintain awareness. And he know. Then his hand was 2 feet away from me. 2 feet away, he just moved. Then he really located that position. Then I felt the heat inside there. Then very soothing. Then all of a sudden, after 5 minutes or what, the whole thing clear. Then I knew already my problem will be resolved. So as I came back, until today, I don't have any problem anymore. The sleep problem, honestly. It could be my exercise help, and he really cleared. So this guy, he is very humble, very kind. The way he speak, he is very humble. But also because of karmic affinity, that's why otherwise cannot meet. So because of what happened, my case and all those things, that he saw was very sincere, and we were all meditator, cultivator. So he started to describe to us that in China, he said, the central government is doing a lot of things to actually develop this group of gifted people. They actually gather a lot of these gifted people that has this special ability. He called it Ta Yi Gong Lan. Just now why Te Yi Gong Lan in Mandarin. So these are special. Then he described a few people with what skill, all different. Then he said there was one guy at the moment, 32 years old. He is the most famous and the number one one, he said. So we asked him, what can this guy do? He said, this guy can appear in many places simultaneously. We said, what you mean? He said, he can sit physically in like Beijing, he said. Then he can manifest into a lot of those cities all over China, you know? And they really monitor using the scientific equipment, and they realize he actually created, like during the Buddha time, he can manifest like clone to be there. And simultaneously, they measure the brainwave, everything confirmed. He's very good. Just imagine 1992, they already have this type of research, R&D, and I don't know what they call it. It must be a project or whatever that the government do. So coming back to poaching your case, because you have this ability to meditate and go into the awareness, our awareness can pick up all these things, just like how I pick up, I have problem in my back. So yours, because you do the lying down meditation, so actually it try to heal you at that gum area. Your gum has problem. Then the heat build up. But yours is different type of energy. Yours is not the special ability, Te Yi Gong Lan guy that do it. Because yours is also partly inflammation. So inflammation, you cannot heal. It is like you need antibiotic to actually deal with the, I don't know what you call virus or bacteria, I don't know. Then only it can really heal. But whatever it is, when you are aware, it actually let you understand what is going on. That's why you say you don't know how to describe, but you can see that whole thing very clearly, the vibration, the heat, the movement, everything. Because that is the power of awareness. It becomes sensitive. Then later on, after a while, you will know how to understand all this. Because this is what awareness nature is. It has the power to understand all this, and you will know that you have a physical bodily condition is in the gum area. And because when you chew or what, you hurt the cheek area there. So that's why you can feel that cheek area. Then that area like swollen. That's why I immediately after I know what you were describing, I said you need to seek medical attention. Initially, I suggested the dentist is because gum problem, normally dentists are better. But GP also can because they will give you antibiotic. They just understand you need antibiotic to deal with such bacteria or whatever. So, but dentists, they will check your gum. They will check your gum. So dentists actually who study about the teeth and the gum, they may be able to give you better advice. But if you already recover, so it could be just the bacteria or the virus, I don't know, that actually trigger off the inflammation. Because when you eat that time, the gum must have problem. So you need to really let it heal. Let it heal. Then gum problems sometimes can be quite serious. But luckily you have awareness. It also have helped you. Because I have this uni mate who is a dentist. We were very close. Yes, he studied in MU, same year as me. We stay in the same college. So I was the one that helped him, inform him about the he was actually on reserve list. There were 5 reserve lists, but there were only 2 vacancy. So first come, first serve. So he informed me one day before. He said, Teo, help me look at the notice board. If any notice come, immediately contact me, inform me. Then he went. That's how he got the course. He was given super fresh science, exempted first year, but on reserve list for dentistry. So finally he got into that course, and he was full of gratitude towards me because I was the one that actually helped him. Then when I was at his clinic, I was doing the usual, you call it what, scaling, cleaning the teeth, all those things. Then while I was waiting, there was a old man. The old man was 70 years old, I think. He came out. I heard him talking to his wife, complaining. He said, "Qi xin." So I don't know what he meant. Then he said, the teeth with the gum problem. He said, the gum, if you don't take care, if it develop into don't know what, he said, later on, it may cost him a lot to treat every teeth and every gum with it. He may come to a figure of 10,000 to 20,000. So he said, he wants to go somewhere else. So that's how I heard about that gum thing. But I didn't ask him because nothing to do with me. So normally gum, if it's starting to develop problem, we have to be careful. That's why sometimes the doctor, before it deteriorate, they will recommend that you pull off the teeth and they put in the what you call the denture, denture, the false teeth. But you must get good dentist. Where the denture, if it's not perfectly done, your gum will have problem. Anyway, this one you better consult the good dentist, because I also am not in this field. I know a little bit, but I can't really advise. So what happened to you is luckily it's just that gum problem which you can handle, and the GP can help you to recover. So the other thing is your ability to be aware throughout until you wake up, means a few hours of your sleep. This can be done. And I remember when I was able to do that, I did it for 3 to 6 months. I hardly sleep. I didn't really sleep. The moment I lie down, I'm in the awareness state until I wake up. Then like I explained, you will know what this thing is, because at the moment you lie down, the awareness went in. Then everything that go on, you can understand. But the awareness is aware, even the subconscious release, the dream or whatever. Then whatever movement, and most of the time it's quiet, still, just awareness. Then sometimes it's a sensation, the vibration, without words, aware, fully aware. Until the next morning. Then the next morning when I'm about to become conscious again, that awareness that come out, like never lapse on, like I never sleep at all. I just continue with that awareness until I become conscious again. Then when I become conscious again, my senses come back. Then I am not tired at all. I don't have to wash my face. I like didn't sleep. But my body has rested. So that is the beauty of awareness-based meditation, all this can be done. Okay, so what I have described will help you understand, so that later on, as you do this more and more, you will become very stable. And my nature really rejoices, because very few people can do it, to be aware in the state of rest. I call it rest because for normal people, you sleep. Then later on, when your wisdom understanding already developed until very stable, it's up to you whether you want to do it or not, because you already have gone through all those stages, you already understood. So whether to continue or not depend on your condition and your understanding. For me, after that 3 to 6 months, I just go back to normal. Let it be, because I just need to understand what that thing is. And it was really amazing, like what you gone through. You can be aware throughout your sleeping moments. You didn't really sleep, you are just aware. The waking up one, I don't know whether you experience it or not. The consciousness like continue out. No. It's like in the day, you are aware. Then you become conscious, you come out conscious, continue on, no lapse on, like you never really sleep or. Then the face, very fresh on, no need to wash face or whatever. It's like a normal day rest, where you just aware, silent most of the time. Then most of the time is that awareness nature within, then you can see aware of the subconscious release, aware of whatever movement, whatever mind state movement and all those things. It can understand that even the internal, like you experience which part, whether need healing or what, it will move, it will do, it will activate on its own. Initially, of course, it's the heart area. That's why I say it will move, it will transform, and a lot of things will happen. That's the reason why this type of awareness-based meditation, you cannot finish. It's unending, because the physical body, the form and mind has a lot of things, a lot of activity, and everyone is different. That's why during the early period, I remember after I connect and locate the gateway, a lot of things heal. I just heal. So my bodily, whatever thing that I earlier on didn't really take care, it start to heal, except my back there. My back there, because it's a very severe young time problem. Regarding the back, I didn't finish. But later on, my wife heard somebody very good in massage and all those things. So she want me to accompany her. So I went, because it was nearby. So I went. They're very funny, you know, when I was there. The massage lady said, "You can also massage." So I was thinking, okay. People say she's so good. I also want to find out, try. So my wife said, "Okay, you go first." She wait outside. She's second round. So I went in. I did the massage. Yeah, I think this lady can see something, can feel something. She did the massage, everything. When it come to my back, do you know what happened or not? At the place where the thing smashed out, he said, "You're not supposed to walk. Your whole sacral vertebra order is like smashed out." Then he said, "Surprisingly, you can still move like that." Then after that, a few minutes later, he saw something manifested. He said, "There is something inside there protected me, you know." Then the moment he said that, I knew what that thing was. You know? Then he asked me, you have affinity Kuan Yin or not? I said, yeah. He said, no wonder, I said. He said, that thing protected you, I said. No. Very, very strange thing. But don't go and be excited over all these things. Well, this is not what I saw. It's the lady saw. Then after that, I think she also asked me, do you really know what is happening or whatever? I said, it's your affinity. You're supposed to see. So it let you see. Because this lady, she was trained to do healing also. Healing also. And of course, help people in other things. But I realized the massage doesn't solve the problem. It cannot solve the problem. It can temporarily. When you do it, that time you feel better. Because that time in my left hand, I remember when I was wearing clothing, I had problem with tight clothing. When the clothing is very tight, my left hand is like not when like I was young. I find it very difficult to push through the left hand to complete my wearing of my shirt. Because I always right hand in first, then only left hand. Then later I had to use my left hand in first, then right hand no problem. But later on, recently, after I did the swing hand the last few years, I realized all this problem gone. My left hand now back to normal. I am like normal again. So that is the part that I didn't share early on. So I just finished the sharing so that you all can develop the understanding. Okay? So Ho Cheng, salute to you. Rejoice that you're able to do all those. So hopefully this explanation can let you understand more and help you. Okay, now you can continue. Yeah.
Sadhu. Matthew, what you say is really exactly what I feel, you know, the part that you said when I wake up, it's a continuous awareness. I still have that awareness of the gum and the temperature and the pulsation.
Yeah,
you know?
You come out for me.
I still have the awareness of it. No, it like never go away, you know. I said, oh, so strange, you know. Yeah, that's why I think it's not a dream. It cannot be a dream, you know.
It's not a dream because you are still conscious and you come out. But do you feel after that your face, do you feel that you need to wash your face or clean?
No. Usually, I don't wash my face in the morning anyway. Because, you know why? Because it's a... Because once I stop working, I do not wash my face a little. Only after I breakfast, I wash my face. But anyway,
you feel like
so
you are very fresh. You don't have to clean up or whatever.
Exactly. That
although you should feel that way. You are very fresh. You didn't sleep at all. You are fully aware until your conscious moment. Yeah.
Correct. It was like I'm not sick, I feel very well, and I had enough sleep, you know.
Yeah. You rest.
It's definitely not a dream because
you
if
it's
a
fresh.
Dream, I will be very tired, you know.
Yeah. And you are very fresh. Very good.
Yes, very, very fresh. So usually don't wash my face, like no need to wash my face.
Okay.
That is when I'm at home, lah. But of course, when I'm out, I have to wash my face so that I feel very fresh, super clean, you know. Only when I'm home, so that there's no necessity, lah, other than combing your hair, you know, that kind of thing. But I look at my face, really swollen, you know, that part that is having the heat,
the gum and the cheek, that inflammation.
Yes, because I chew, I probably bite onto the inner cheek. That's why it caused the wound to happen.
The face of that cheek. Mm.
Yes.
It's
so,
quite...
But Brother Teo, after your explanation, it really like fill up the gaps that I for my understanding, you know, what is going on, you know, because
that's what I say, it will shorten your understanding. Yes, otherwise, yes. For you to find out, it takes you a while. You have
it
to
fills
do
a
it.
Gap because I'm like, although I don't analyze detail, but I try to like doing the meditation, I can, when I want to know, it can appear surface to me to understand.
Yeah,
no?
Yeah.
So I slowly put the puzzle together, you know. Actually, all this puzzle, I realized based on my experience, it's not through words or thinking.
It's
come out by itself. It's showing it to you. In slow motion, sometimes it's very surprising, like very scary. What is this? You know, the kind of thing. But
that's why it's amazing. Huh?
Yeah. So it's like it will appear to you, show it to you. You don't need to say anything, think anything, analyze anything.
Words one, huh?
Yes. But the thing is, for me, because it's very inexperienced in all this kind of stuff, right? So I was like thinking, something new. You know,
sometimes
I have never seen
you have
before.
To learn. You have to accumulate all those understanding.
I have to understand from a person that have gone through it.
Easier for you. Yes.
Okay, Brother Teo, I got another sharing. Do you still have time?
Still early. 5:30 only. 5:23 only. Still early. This one
is another meditation. This meditation is also very unique, you know, Brother Teo. So, what happened is, I was doing my meditation. So, relaxing, once I get the relaxing, because sometimes when you are so doing a lot of things, right? So, you are so engaged with the daily things, right? Your mind is not like into the relaxing.
Correct. You are not fully relaxed.
Yes. So, some days when I cannot relax, I cannot go into really deep meditation, you know, we'll use the trust, you know, we'll use the trust.
That one is the best. You really relax.
Yes. The trust is really relaxing, like you say.
Your nature to do, it's like you are dead. You cannot move.
Yes, breath you.
Arise any thought, huh?
Yes, correct. Yeah, I feel like I'm dead.
Yeah, you just let the nature do. Beautiful that one.
Yes, correct. Okay, this meditation is like I'm dead, no? But you're really dead, you know. I may be talking very scary words, but I feel like I'm dead, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So what happened was,
you are not dead. You are fully aware. And everything that happened, you will understand on.
I tell you this. I was doing this relaxing, right? Then after that, when I'm fully relaxed, right? So the awareness go into the heart, you know. This thing happened to me before, but I didn't say it. But then the funny thing is, sometimes I'm so relaxed, I can the heartbeat is so subtle, I cannot detect the heart, you know. But then what happened is the awareness will show it to me, you know.
Yeah.
The awareness go in and say, hey, this is the heartbeat, you know. It will show it to you. I'm not talking.
No words.
It will just show it to you. Talk. There is your heartbeat, you know.
Correct.
You know what I mean? It's very soft, very subtle, very quiet, very natural.
Where there is no resistance from your thought, no mental.
Yes, so it can show it to you, you know.
Yeah, that
very
is
subtle, very soft.
Yeah, so that's what the awareness even, nature.
Yes, so this happened to me previously, but I'm just saying that. It happened to me that I was like, wow, you know, how can that be? But now I tell you because this thing come back to me, I will tell you, I believe this, this is really the trust that doing all the job, but not me, I'm not doing anything, So this recent case, last week it happened to me, I was meditating, fully relaxed, I stay at the heart, right? So this heart, like I said, sometimes it's so soft until you cannot detect it.
Yes.
It is like so soft, super soft, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so it will just stay there, The awareness is with the heart, soft, so subtle. And then after that, it's all cease to be, you know, cannot detect anymore. Even the awareness gone, you know? Okay, gone.
Oh, very good.
So I thought, I thought what happened, okay, so it's like I'm totally, now I tell you because later on, when I realized it, this thing show it to me, you know.
Yeah.
So like what happened is like, okay, when before the consciousness appeared, right, this awareness came out, you know, came out from the heart, you know.
Yeah.
We come out through the heart, through the heart, it showed it to me, you know, show it to me through the heart, come out. Then after that, the very soft, subtle heartbeat come in.
Come back.
How long?
When it becomes quiet, for how long?
The quiet
when the thing
become
very quiet, very subtle, then conscious pure awareness also cease for how long?
So okay. So what happened was I was doing the meditation relaxing, right? So because this thing, you see, it never happened to me before, now I'm telling you. So this one is like 30 over minute, 35 like that, no?
Wow,
the whole thing happened, you know. So I was like, huh? Because you see what, usually I will put the alarm, I don't put alarm, I put the time clock to see how long I meditate. I start, right? So you just start the clock. When I finish, right? It shows to me 32
how
minutes.
Long?
You know?
Yeah, how long you have done that?
How long I have meditated like that. How long actually I stay without the awareness, without the habit, I do not know.
Don't worry. Yeah. The totality of time, if it's long enough, it's sadhu to you. Because itself is actually the cessation of forming mind.
So that's why I said,
to the unconditioned, the nibbanic state, which you cannot know one. Then from there,
cannot know.
It will come out. Well, it's like no knowing at all.
Yes.
It's just the thing cease. It's the unconditioned. But it's not like you are in the operation theater under anesthesia. Complete. Because when it come out, the awareness is the first one that is aware.
Yes.
That heartbeat area or it shows it to you.
Yes.
That's how the consciousness come back to you. The three area of consciousness come back. And how your brain there starts to stop again.
You watch out
for your brain area. When it sees, your brain area become very quiet. Very quiet. Like the whole thing sees.
So quiet. Then that's why I say, something unique happened that never happened to me before.
How long? Sometimes it's a glimpse, but yours is longer because have that ability. That's why you can do the awareness throughout. Otherwise, you can't. Yeah. So after you've gone through that, you will know what the life force is. You will know what the form and mind is. You will know what the unconditioned is. Then you will know how everything start happening again. That's why from that cessation, you will later understand the dependent origination. Then when you come out of it, if it's long enough, deep enough, your awareness is so sharp and you can see how you become a conscious human being again. Then how the sense data come in, how the dependent origination, the dwelling, how it all formed, everything. But that time when it happened to me, I was at a retreat. That's why the condition much better. You are doing it at home. Maybe you will experience it slightly differently. The clarity may not be so clear, but you will understand. Because after you come out, you will know what that nature is, the unconditioned, when the cessation happened. You cannot describe nothing. Then after that, when it finished, you cannot decide when to come out. It will decide and it will come out on its own. And when it come out, it show it to you, all those things that you described just now, which is very beautiful. Sadhu to you.
Sadhu. Yes, exactly. This thing, I cannot decide. All done by the trust. I don't do anything. I don't do anything at all, you know? So it's just like, it show it to me, you know. I don't need to have any words. It will show it to me.
Yeah,
how it,
you will understand.
It, yes. How it come out, how it show it to me, the heartbeat, you know.
The life form and all those things.
Yes. So it's like, wow, you know. You don't need to have any words or any analysis of what is going on. It just show it to you, you know. And
very
everything
true.
Automatic in the sense that you don't need to do anything.
Sadhu. Very, very good.
So maybe you can give me guidance in more detail.
So next time, You should continue to do the same thing you do, relax, let the awareness go in until you can detect the heartbeat area, then it becomes very quiet until like it ceases. When it ceases, before it ceases, you will also know. Yeah? When it happens for the first time, you normally are not able to know all these things. It is something very new to you, and you didn't really pay much attention. But generally, yes, yes, you will be able to describe like what you described already good enough, because that is what is happening. Then for me, because I experienced it in 1989, I think, at the retreat. I was having a five-day retreat, and I went into this, I think, on the third day. But that time was just a glimpse. Then that transformation happened. On the third day, fourth day, fifth day, that transformation happened because I become very different. I become like fully aware. I don't talk. I was in the intense retreat state. My mindfulness was throughout the day aware, even when I lie down and all those things. So that time it was so beautiful. Then I saw how it happened. Then later on, the brain there, I also saw how the consciousness is gone. When the consciousness is gone, the brain there, you should look at it. It is like before the awareness create the consciousness to go up to the brain and to activate the brain again and make you a conscious being again. You must see that process. It's very interesting, right? And it's very fast. Then you will realize the mundane mind and the nature is very close, very close. You want to come out, it come out very fast. But you will have to let the nature come out first. Then when the nature come out before it split into all this consciousness, you will come to know. One will go to the brain, the head there, to make you conscious and become a normal human being again. But the process will slow down, and like you say, slow down for you to see, and everything become very clear. Your senses, how it operates, become very clear. And the dwelling, paticca-samuppada, not the words anymore, it's the actual happening. Then how the sense data come in, and you will also know that it's going to trigger already. The old way of movement, the input of content of consciousness, all they are going to start already. Then with your understanding and the wisdom, you will know how people get into delusion and how people stir their mind, react through lack of understanding, through their views, opinion, conditioning, and habitual tendency. You will see all this, you will understand. That's why the teaching is so marvelous and amazing and so beautiful, because everything show it to you until you understand it so clearly. Then the heart area also, it starts to activate. Then the consciousness go to the tan tian there also. It animate you into a conscious human being again. And that's how everything starts. So it's like you are newborn creation come out, but you already have a physical body that is no longer a newborn. So obviously, that's why you will understand the form and mind. What is this form and mind? You will know it is not real. It is dependent, originating, conditioned, right? Then the unconditioned is a totally different one. That is your nature within. So the unconditioned, when you go into that cessation, the nimana, is actually that oneness nature. But within there, no words, nothing. There is unconditioned. No mind, nothing. Even pure awareness also sees. That is the one. Then after that, when it come out, then only it will start to show you how all these things start. How from the nature, it starts to arise a consciousness that actually move the activity of the brain, the heart area, the emotion, and the tan tian area, the energy, the earthy energy. So you will start to understand how you function as a human being and what that nature is and how it come out initially as a pure awareness. That's why the first thing that come out is a pure awareness. Then from there, it move out. The consciousness move out. So that pure awareness can trigger off pure consciousness to activate the brain, to activate the heart area, the emotional body, the functioning of the Tantian area, the chakras and all those activity to create life, like animate you back into full life, conscious human being. But all this will like slow down in slow motion for you to see. And it's very beautiful, it's very amazing. When you go through all this, then you will start to understand and know how to teach this to people. Well, the book never write. Hardly anybody experienced this type of thing. So that is the beauty of this type of training, meditation. That's why the Buddha's teaching is very, very marvelous and amazing. And this is the secret of life. This is the secret of meditative understanding, which hardly anybody can share with you unless they themselves gone through the thing. And this type of understanding, I haven't heard and I haven't read anyway. So for you, that's why my nature rejoiced. And I knew you have the ability. Today, your reporting and description is very, very beautiful, very good. Sadhu to you, for saying sadhu.
Sadhu. This is really amazing in the sense that, you know, I mean, I can talk to you because you really can share with me all these experiences. Nobody can tell me, you know. Because if I talk to somebody, they think I'm cuckoo or crazy.
Yeah,
you know?
They cannot understand what you have gone through.
They cannot understand. The amazing part is this trust, like Roger said, it show it to you, you know, you don't do anything. That is the amazing part that, you will be awakened that this is not something that the thought base can do.
The thought base cannot do.
So you can differentiate the difference between what is awareness based versus what is thought based. Straight away you know that, you know.
Yes.
That is the difference, you know.
Sadhu, very good.
Sadhu.
Because that trust, once the word trust, you trust the nature to do, there is no interference from the thought, from the memory, from your view, your conditioning, your habitual tendency. All these things disappear. That's why I say it's like you are dead. A dead man cannot do anything, isn't it? But you are fully aware. You are not dead. But you don't interfere. You just witness. That's why they call it the witnessing. Observe and witness and let it do.
Yes.
That is the most beautiful meditation. Yes. That is the highest, the last stage of the four support.
Exactly, Brother Teo. All this is so beautifully said by you. So it's really amazing listening to you, what I'm going through, exactly like that. It's all just observation showing it to you, you know. So it's like
my nature rejoice, because early on I told a lot of Kayamita, I said, one day when some Kayamita can go through all this, my nature will rejoice, because it shows what? Not only I can do, anybody who is serious enough, really make effort, have the sincerity, the faith and the perseverance, they can also experience and do all these things. That's why this will give faith to a lot of cultivators, a lot of Kayamitas. That's why your condition was the best, because when you started, you were very new. Like you say, 2016, 2017, that time you were still very new. You still, a lot of things is like new to you, alien to you. But when you become serious over the last 1-2 years, a lot of amazing things just happen. And when it happened, it's because you are very sincere, full of faith, and you're very determined, and you follow all the advice and instruction that I have given, and you did exactly what
I advised.
It happened. That's why I say trust, don't go and add things, just do. Don't try to know, and listen carefully to my words. And just
actually, Brother Teo, your words are it's not just listening, it has a lot of meaning, you know. It's so deep inside, it's not like, you know, it's not just that listen, it go in, you know, cannot come out, and just go in one, latch onto you, and then
you know how to do it. You have the understanding. A lot of people use their thought base to try to understand what I say, they cannot understand one. Where this understanding and advice come from the silent mind. So without the awareness and the silent, the awareness nature which you have gone through, they cannot understand.
Yes, yes.
And you can understand because you are able to develop the awareness. You experience the shift of consciousness and you did all the whatever needed. Means all the whatever ask for forgiveness, then the 5 daily contemplation, then the daily routine, everything you just follow and do. Then your mindfulness came. Then you stabilize it. Then the things start to happen. And then from there, you read what I share. You start to understand. Yeah, that is from that nature, awareness nature, the stability of the awareness. Without that, you cannot understand the words. And you start to appreciate because those words were very beautiful. And it's like very clear to you. And you can just follow and do it with ease. People who don't take the trouble to develop the silent mind, the awareness, the stability of that nature, they cannot penetrate. They cannot even understand what I really share. That's why sometimes you look at a few Kayamita like struggling very hard, but they are not serious enough. Maybe faith not strong enough. Their affinity with Triple Gem not strong enough. They don't have the Saddha, Virya, and perseverance. So all this depends on the individual, depends on the cultivator. So if you are serious, you have the faith, you're really sincere, and you just persevere and do, you will progress. Like what we witness in you is so beautiful. And like you say, yes, if you can do it, anybody else also can do it. Because you were also very new. And yes, you only learn.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I agree, I agree. Because for me, is I'm also new. I only started very late.
Yeah.
You know? So started very late. I mean, of course, the sitting meditation also a problem. Cannot sit, you know, body aching everywhere. You know, you know what I mean? So it's very difficult. But my faith is very strong. My faith is very strong. And I do all the bowing, the 3-step
one bow. The bowing helps you a lot. Yes.
That bowing really helped to develop my mindfulness. Although that time, brother, I do not know it's mindfulness. Although that time I do not know it's mindfulness, you know.
Until you have gone through it,
So it's very beautiful with this faith, you know, and of course sincerity, like that you
sincerity,
want to do it very badly,
you want to do it badly.
And then you must persevere also.
Persevere and just do.
Not give up, you know. I mean, brother, I went to your retreat first year 2017, right?
I
don't have the kind of stability, mindfulness at all, you know. It's like very difficult, very difficult. Very difficult.
You find it very difficult and you cannot follow. But you also have a lot of joy because first time you experience that place, the nature very beautiful.
Correct. I really enjoy because you know why, brother Teo, I have a lot of faith, you know, faith in Triple Gem. And I just want to learn, and I said I will not live my life in vain without knowing this, you know, without knowing this. If I die, I must know this, and I must
learn enough
that I can come back as another human being. Have the joy of learning the Dharma and be with the Triple Gem again, you know. I don't want to be like, wow, lost again. going around, you know, and not knowing what I'm doing, you know. So for me, that is very important that I will come back, you know, I know what I'm doing, I'm still with the Triple Gem, I continue with my cultivation, that's very important. I must have the tree right view, you know.
The Bodhisattva one, very good.
Yes, I must have the tree right view, you know, the three spiritual laws, life after life, you know, I must continue with this, you know. It will be continue and become more better and better in the sense,
Become more and more beautiful later on in subsequent life when you arise again, because this life you planted the seed of Bodhi very well and you did it very, very sincerely,
yes.
Because of your sincerity and your determination, you really want this, and it
Yes.
really flowered so
Yes.
beautifully. So
I
this
think
guy,
that happens to me, Bertil. I think that happens to me, you know, that because I plant the seed of bohi, and I take that four vows, right? Yeah, the four vows very seriously and very diligently. You know, I do that, you know, and I follow exactly what Bertil said.
Yeah,
I do it every day, you know, for 108 days, you know. So that I develop the stability, you know, that I will not give up. And when I come back, I will not do all the silly things, stupid things, you know. Yeah, you know, without understanding, you know. That is very important to me,
very
Bertil, you
important.
know. Yes. So that I make less mistake, you know. You know, in the future life that when I come back, you know. Yeah. That is so important to me, Bertil.
Yes, very important. That's why you receive the correct message and you determine. Because like I used to tell all Kayamita, this is the only golden window. You miss this, it's going to take you a very, very long time before you have the next chance. So this life, put in the necessary perseverance, the sincerity and the faith to plant this Bohi mind, Bohi seed, sincerely. Take the vow and determine like what you have done.
Yes,
that's why when I share all those things, it's meant to be the nature, Kuan Yin's nature and the great being's nature. They want this to be taught to the world. That's why Maitreya came 208 to ask my nature to come out and share all this. This understanding will cut short a lot of training, cultivation. Then the later cultivator of the way, the beings like your nature or say, you will become very beautiful before the next asana. And the next asana, your nature can be as powerful as mine or better than mine, depending on your
Bertil, the one I do not know. You see, a lot of things I do not know what is going to happen.
No need
but
to know.
But I don't want to. Like I said, I don't have to know, but I just go and do it.
It will
just
unfold.
It will just unfold by itself. I like take the leap of faith, you know, and just do it.
Sadhu.
And a lot of times people will ask, no, I must know the result first, I must know the outcome first before I do. That's why that hinders us from moving.
Hinder them. They want to know.
Yes, they want to know what do I get by doing that.
Correct.
For me, it's not important. I do first, you know,
correct.
I do first and have the faith, you know, in it.
Yeah.
But again, this one, a lot of people have problem with it, you know, brother.
Definitely. Yes. Because they use the mundane mind that don't have the understanding to ask that question. Can enlighten? How long it take? They want to know all this, which has nothing to do with the real cultivation. The real cultivation is, are you sincere? Do you have the faith? Can you persevere? That's why I say, just do. Don't try to know. Because the nature will understand. It's not the thought. The thought cannot understand. Whatever you know is knowledge. Whatever you understand through the direct seeing, the stability of mindfulness, awareness, that one is the insight. That is the awakening. That is the wisdom. That one is beyond word, like you experience.
So my message to all Kayamita is, sometimes we don't need to know what is the outcome. Just do, have faith. And sincerity and determination to do, you know, that is more important, you know.
Yeah.
Everything will unfold by itself, you know. Yeah. That is
very
how I feel, you know. So
very
important
good.
To plant the bohi seed, you know, early, you know, in this lifetime, not next life, because we don't know
next
where.
Life. Next life, no more such condition.
We won't have Brother Teo around.
Also my nature not around. The teaching also gone.
Correct.
Then later on, those who teach may not be the authentic one. You don't know. But the website will have a lot of people. The website will have a lot of people.
Hopefully the website is still around, Brother Teo. We also don't know.
I believe this website will be around for quite a while because Maitreya wanted it. That's why everything just happened and unfold. I didn't do anything, actually.
But now that Brother Teo is around, we better go and learn
first. Yeah, that's why I say make full use when my form and mind is still around. Well, once the form and mind is no more, you want to listen also no more. Really.
Yes, yes. Because we hear directly from Brother Teo, you know.
Yeah,
it's more impactful, you know.
Yes.
More impactful, yes.
Correct. Then, well, this is a vehicle and tool for my nature to manifest. We call it the Nimanakaya that perform the function of my nature. This is my functional body. And once this is gone, too bad. A lot of things, you can't get it direct. Right now, you can report and you receive all this benefit. Together with other kayamita, it's because my nature is still around, my form and mind still around. So this one, as we know, is dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomenon, has its duration. When the duration is up, when condition cease to be, it will cease to be. And when this form and mind is gone, the nature is still around. But then people don't know how to create affinity, develop the faith. And from whatever I share, it's just like during Sakyamuni's time, you have to listen to the words that Ananda repeat after he died. Then later on, at that time, there was no writing. There was no technology to record things. So many hundred years later only, they start to commit it to writing. In the meantime, they just use chanting to actually preserve some of the teaching. But the explanation cannot be preserved through chanting. It's only the words. That's why the Theravada teaching, the words, the Pali words are very authentic. But the commentary debate really a lot of things. Because unless you have that wisdom and understanding of the Buddha, you cannot comprehend what he teach, and you cannot express it out and share. So the commentary depends on the limitation of the author who write the commentary, or the monks who write the commentary. So you need great beings like Hui Ning and all those to come to actually give rise to new understanding, to interpret and teach the teaching again. So this era, we are very lucky because the sasana is still there. And a lot of the teaching, you can still find, but not easy, not easy. The one that truly understand and have that understanding to share and teach are very, very rare. There is a lot of teaching, but not every one is the one that has the depth and understanding, authenticity to really share. Because awareness-based meditation, I realized hardly any real cultivator around. Very rare, very rare. Once in a while, maybe you have some that has the mindfulness, the heedfulness, the awareness. But to reach the stability of understanding and detect the gateway and do the bodhisattva way, the great being, the higher teaching, very rare, very rare. That one, not easy to find. But the one with the sainthood way one, there are. If you are lucky, you can find them. But I realized those sainthood way, they can teach to a limited capacity. Because the bodhisattva way, which is the ultimate teaching, that one need the perfection, need a lot of training, a lot of understanding. So you need to develop that nature. Then you need to locate the gateway to go in. We have the sainthood way, no need to locate the gateway. A glimpse of cessation, sufficient. Then after that, most of them, by the time they reach that point to realize that glimpse, they are already almost 70 to 80 years old. Then by the time they stabilize all those things, they are already 80 plus. Then most people live until maybe 90 plus or 100. Then during that time, they are limited by whatever they understand. Unless they have the vow in the past life, and they have that nature, then they can share all this with you. Otherwise, not easy. Mm. So very good. Eh? Sadhu to you again. One more time.
Sadhu. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Yeah, rejoice.
Can I just say my deep gratitude and respect to the Triple Gem, all the great beings and Brother Teo for Buddha Dharma teaching and wonderful and amazing force of trust. Especially kanan to Brother Teo and for your guidance and this marvelous magnificent true Buddha Dharma teaching.
Yeah,
sadhu. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
It's really amazing, words can express it.
My nature also rejoice. So okay, Amita, together we rejoice. Sadhu. This is truly beautiful. So you really have a good condition. Today it so happened our meditation start about 10 minutes earlier. Then we have the full duration of almost an hour for Pucheng to share. And this is very beautiful. And I think it's recorded. So you don't worry. Even if the internet connection is no good, the recorder is functioning, my daughter says.
If it's not recorded, nobody can listen again.
If it's not recorded, nobody can listen again. True, yeah.
And I also cannot repeat it.
You cannot. Because this cannot be repeated. That's why I say, after I share, you don't ask me to repeat. I cannot repeat. I need condition.
Yeah,
I need condition to share. So all these are very beautiful. That's why you don't ask me to write book. I cannot write book. I can only share and you do the transcript, then I edit it. That one I very good. But you ask me to go and write, cannot. Because when you write, most of the time it's knowledge. Knowledge. Where you have to think, you have to recollect, you have to call to memory. But when you spontaneously deliver and share from your nature, straight from the heart, didn't go to memory. This one the nature understand, it just share. That's why that one that come out is very different. That's why I already told Kayamita, don't ask me to write things. I cannot write. You have to do the transcript. Very good.
Sadhu.
So today's session is really beautiful, especially the very marvelous sharing, amazing sharing from Pucheng. We should really make use of it. You all can make use of it to develop the faith, the joy, and really go all out. If she can do it, you all can also do it. No different. Alicia. Sadhu, yes.
Thank you, Pucheng, for the wonderful sharing.
Sadhu.
It really inspires us a lot. 好像给我们敲在我们的头一下，真的敲你的头
，give you faith，他做得到，你们就做得到，It give a lot of confidence，and a lot of joy.
Thank you, Pucheng, for the wonderful sharing. I truly rejoice，我感到很感动，因为又多一个很漂亮的nature可以。 碰到很多善信的，我要讲的就是这样，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，Thank you,
Brother Teo, for all the guidance. So Pucheng also give a beautiful red heart just now as well.
Yes.
Yeah, thumb up also. Yeah, Sadhu. Very good, Pucheng. Sadhu.
Brother Teo, while waiting for others,
I just want
to say a few things.
Can? No problem.
Really, I can do it. Anybody can do it. Because I also... started very, very, very late and don't have
very
much,
true. Yes.
People that start with when they were young, going to Sunday school.
Correct. Yes.
I don't go to any school.
You don't have any Dharma base, and yet you're able to do it. Yeah.
Yes.
Very good.
So it's really, really anybody can do it.
Yeah,
Sadhu.
You know?
Seriously,
yes.
You just need to have the faith.
Faith is very important.
Don't ask for results. Don't ask for
results. Correct.
Just,
correct.
Know, leap of faith is very important, the faith.
Mm, sadhu.
Yeah, just go and do it.
Yeah.
Listen to all the other people's advice.
Yeah.
And just do it.
Just do it, yeah.
You will not, I mean, that you will not, how you call that, there's nothing to lose.
But yeah, nothing to lose. You will not be disappointed because you have everything to gain.
Yes, everything to gain, nothing to lose. Just do it. It's so important. Yeah, the message is so important.
Yeah, sadhu. Very good.
Yes, I have a lot of joy, you know, I have a lot of joy. And today, you know, like I told Brother Teo, I mean, the reception has been very poor for whatever reason. You know,
but today, very good.
But today, very good.
Oh, your reception meant to be, yeah. Your internet connection very good today, sadhu.
Yes, yes. Yeah, very good, you know. Yeah. The past has not been very good.
Yeah, yeah, sadhu.
Yes, so today is very good reception, you know. Mm. So, I have a lot of joy of sharing and
Kan'en.
In fact, to all Kayamitas also for helping me, sadhu. You know, because I have been listening to all their sharing and faithfully, you know, listen to Bratio's advice and just do according to Bratio. In fact, all the sharing really have a lot of impression on me. What I should do, what I should not grasp on, hang on to, you know.
Correct,
the mundane mind, just let it go.
Correct.
Be silent and just follow, you know.
Follow instruction and just do. Persevere.
Just do and persevere. That is so important. So, in fact, all Kayamita sharing has been
very helpful.
Very helpful. I mean, it's kind of left a deep impression on me. So all this sharing, don't take it too lightly.
Listen to it again. And from there, develop the faith.
Yes.
Rejoice, develop the faith, and move.
Correct. It fills up all the gaps, you know, for me, you know.
Correct.
So it's really, really joyful to listen to all the sharing.
Sadhu.
Sometimes I listen a few times, you know.
Very normal. A lot of Kayamita who are serious, they listen a few times. And some, they even chase for the recording. Like last time, Alicia, and recently, Engby, chase for the recording. Once they miss the recording, they know, and they want to find out whether the class on or not. Like the last recording, I think Engby text my daughter. So she replied.
Thank you, all
Kayamita,
Brother Teo.
Yeah, we also like to thank you, Pucheng, sadhu.
Brother
Sian. Yeah, Brother Sian, and the whole working committee.
Working committee for doing such a wonderful job, you know. All this ready the next day. Sometimes even like Jinhao very apologetic. Early, I mean, he has done so much already.
Correct,
apologize
yes.
Apologize for being a bit late, you know.
Yes. So,
I mean, we are so, how you say that, so thankful to him. And then somehow he apologized to us, you know.
Yeah, we are indeed very grateful. Very grateful.
I feel very shameful, you know, for him listening to him telling me.
Don't worry, he had a lot of joy, providing such service. We can call him to speak. Jinhao, you want to come in? Are you there?
Jinhao back?
Yeah, he's there.
Yes, Brother Teo. And Sister Pocheng. Yes, I'm really very grateful and very happy to hear your sharing and
sadhu. Sadhu.
And I don't know, I mean, I can feel that I also have a bit different, you see.
Yeah, since change a lot, Sunday, yes.
Last Sunday sitting, you see.
Yeah.
Really is a shifting from me, you see.
Yeah. After that sharing, go to the
heartbeat.
Yeah, a lot of different. When you go to the heartbeat, you will start to understand many things.
So I can't tell, but I notice there are differences. See?
Yes.
For this, since Sunday until now, I'm more relaxing. You see.
Yeah.
I'm not so kanchong like last time. You know, rushing.
Yeah. You used to panic very fast.
But now somehow or other I can take things much easier.
Very good.
Just now I was lying down also, I can feel that my fingers is sort of like vibrating on the bed. Is it?
Wow, sadhu. Your sati has improved. Otherwise, you cannot feel all those things. That's why I I told Polian to put the hand on the floor or to feel or whatever contact between your body and the mattress or your bed sheet. She until now also doesn't understand, didn't do it. And for you, you already can do it. Means your sati has picked up. And from your meditation reporting the other day, it shows clearly that you are able to be aware until you are sensitive enough to feel your heartbeat. Then I ask you stay there, don't do any other thing. So that one will help you. When you stay there until it becomes very quiet, very subtle, like what Po Cheng has gone through, then you will start to stabilize that sati. After you stabilize, only the meditation really start. If you haven't stabilized, you can't. Then after that, your daily mindfulness, you must actually continue your bowing, your daily religious routine, and maintain awareness of every action, every movement in the present moment. You must determine until that sati come in. Then your mind enters sati. Oh, that is the beginning of real progress and meditation. When your mind enters sati, you are already home. Very fast you progress. But your mind must enter sati. Means everything you do is in sati. Seeing, hearing, smell, taste, tactile and thought process. You can see like slow motion all the movement. It's like, hey, how come suddenly the awareness and the movement become one, your activity. Then you realize you seldom think anymore. You are just aware. Everything you see, specific phenomenal awareness, is just aware. You want to know, you perceive it. And the mind doesn't do much unless you want to have an understanding. Then it will reflect, contemplate. Otherwise, it will just let things be. And it will just move, have joy, tranquility, stillness, clarity. And it just accord and flow and live life. Then it can live like a normal person. It can joke, it can have joy. But deep inside the heart, it will have a lot of understanding. It will rejoice a lot. And most of the time, it's silent, away. So all these transformations are possible. So, Chin Hao, you can do it.
Thank you, sadhu.
To you.
I mean, very grateful to your teaching because I've been trying so hard.
Only recently you start to slowly get it.
It's like banging my head to the wall.
In Cantonese, they say "chong back."
Then
just now, Alicia say, "knock, chiao." Knock, like, knock, you know what is that, isn't it? Chiao geni sing. Because a lot of people need to be knocked, means you have to really tell them bluntly that you have not done it correctly. Like Pao Lian. You have to really tell her that she wake up, otherwise cannot wake up. Like you, actually consider lucky already, because you contributed a lot and you very sincere. So, your whatever sincerity, I think kantong nature. That's why it manifests, because you have a lot of obstruction early on. A lot of obstruction. You past life do a lot of funny meditation. You learn a lot of funny practice. So this life also luckily because of song, you manage to continue to attend. Then later on, after you start to help us make the website, that is the real change. I think that was 3 years ago. So you were definitely. You were definitely progress. Sadhu. Yes, Sadhu. Very good.
Sadhu.
Everybody. Sui An also the face appear already. Sadhu.
You know. Then I will thank you all sincerely.
Next retreat will be very important, but Sui An say not likely to have much because of the extended. The very likely they will extend the MCO. More likely June. So Sui An will try to help us to book the date. We see how it goes. We will accord and flow. But the next retreat will be very different. Wow, Sui An show that thing. You want to say something, Sui An?
that's why even the mind sweeping method.
Oh, very clear. Oh.
It's a very good technique or skill for me.
What is that?
There, today's recording. Sui An has this. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Sui An did the record also.
He got all the thing in the pen drive, I think.
Okay, let me explain. Yeah. What happened is, first, there's all these classes that are 3 hours or whatever, which means it's like somebody give you a gold mine, but you have to go and mine it yourself. So it takes a lot of effort. So from there, we came up with the short YouTube video. Which is actually the summary, like Po Cheng's sharing.
Yeah.
Probably you'll be extracted into a short one, maybe 10 minutes or 15 minutes or sometimes 2 minutes, depending. So actually the YouTube videos that's done by Jin Hao and Po Cheng and Adeline and all that are already very, very concise. It's already the gold nuggets are already there.
Yes.
But the problem is that it's in YouTube format. That means basically you're going to connect to the computer or connect to your handphone and then one talk at a time.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, is there another way? So now what we are doing is we are extracting all the YouTubes into MP3.
Sadhu.
Alright?
Yeah.
So then you load it into a SD card, a micro SD card. Either that or USB, which is the regular one.
Yeah, the long
then
one.
You put
yeah.
into this player.
Yeah.
And then you just play and play continuously, non-stop.
Yeah, sadhu.
And you take it with you, you put in your handbag, take it with you when you travel
driving
a car.
Yeah.
And then when you come to your place where you're supposed to go, suddenly halfway through the talk, you just switch off.
Yeah, you pause. You pause.
No, not pause. You just switch off.
Then power off. Then you continue.
When you switch on again, you continue.
Sadhu. That's very good.
I always use the bell and the handle.
The
handle that I use.
So that's the plan. So right now between Jin Hao, Tracy and Christy, we have 137 YouTubes. I think they're trying to extract it into MP3. So hopefully this project will be completed in the next 2 weeks or so.
Yeah, sadhu, very good. That day we send out one is how many? That day we send out to my Kayamita Google Home.com.
I'm not sure. But right now there's ten that Jin Hao has prepared for me.
Oh, okay.
Alright?
Okay,
so
okay.
So
that they send out one is what? Internal. I make a mistake. It's for internal that they were not complete yet, never mind. My Kayamita you receive that one. Ignore it first. Not the full range yet.
By Chinese New Year, then you'll be the present, Chinese New Year present.
Sadhu. For Kayamita.
The average cost will be about 30%. That means the player, including the memory card and everything, I anticipate about 30.
Yeah.
So if we make about 100 for distribution, it'll be...
No problem. Our Kayamita fund can finance. Kayamita fund, no problem. Sadhu.
So give away to all the Kayamita.
All the Kayamita, yes.
The first 100 first go out and then you get the feedback first.
At the retreat, we can give to all. Sadhu. Very good. Sadhu. Okay. Hey, thank you so much, Suyan, for coming out with the brilliant idea.
That is very helpful. Even those people that are not our Kamita, we just give it as a present to
them. Yeah. They can listen.
This talk is very good.
Yeah, they can listen.
Oh, Brother Theo, how can I? Yeah, you come to the website.
Yeah, they can listen. Yeah, which is very helpful. Yes.
So that should help a lot in the propagation of... That answers the question Po Cheng is asking next time when Brother Theo is not around, or how...
Correct, Sadhu, yeah.
Let's do this for Chinese New Year.
Yeah. Thank you so much, for the good suggestion.
All of us will be stuck in our house in Chinese New Year, cannot go back.
Yeah, this Chinese New Year looks very likely. We have to stay put. That's why the doctor advice is stay home, don't run. My wife always says stay home.
Chinese New Year, your session.
Can? No problem. Video session.
Probably cannot go anywhere.
Yeah, if we lock down, we have a special video session. We no need to break until chop go. We can have it 1 or 2 days in between.
Yeah. Then we can low sound also.
Okay. Through the Zoom.
From home.
From home, yeah. Low sound from home.
You low, I low, then I eat mine, you eat your
sound. Yeah. That's
not it. Vegetarian, you put your own vegetarian.
Diane here got very nice vegetarian biryani.
Yeah. Miss Lee there, Miss Lee there.
Oh, okay.
Miss Lee has...
So you can order, or you can order, they will deliver.
Oh, very good.
We go to
from Sai Baba Center.
Oh, Sadhu. Oh, Miss Lee, you can send us the detail or not, the contact, so that people who wants the vegetarian brandy, they can order.
Can.
Yeah, you send out. Sadhu.
Yeah, my neighbor's son-in-law.
Oh, Sadhu, very good. Yeah.
They charge?
I haven't paid them. They just order for me, but I haven't paid them.
Okay.
It will be reasonable one, delivery.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice.
What we do is we deliver to a few centers, one in Subang Jaya, one in SSD.
Yeah.
Klang or
whatever. Yeah.
Then those people nearby can pick it up from
Pick it up or gather in small numbers.
I send you the menu for today. Then I check the menu first.
Okay.
Then I ask them to send to you.
Oh, you
okay.
Every day is a different menu.
Yeah.
Oh, very good, Miss Lee.
Then you can start planning for Chinese New Year already.
Yeah, Miss Lee. Good idea, Sadhu.
In fact, I'm quite sure they'll be very happy to cook.
Yeah.
Brother.
Yes.
Can I share something?
Can, no problem. Yeah, you should share, Miss Lee.
Thanks, Bo Ching and Ching Hao, they all, and Alicia, they got a very good sharing.
Yeah.
And that is actually explained very well for the awareness nature.
Yeah.
And usually I try the sleeping meditation every morning.
Lying down, Sadhu.
Lying down for 4 a.m. to 5.
Wow, very good, Sadhu.
But because, remember, Brother Teo was talking about the awareness nature.
Yeah.
During my last sessions.
Yeah.
And that one, because usually when we have a glimpse or what, our understanding actually there is come in the puzzle, like scattered.
Yeah.
But after Brother Teo have do the holistic, is that part I really appreciate it, because it really explained very detailed.
Yeah.
And it really happened that way.
Correct. Because without condition, I cannot explain. I explain also no use. That's why I didn't go into detail. Until somebody has the experience. Like Po Cheng's case, that's why I go into detail.
Then I really, when you explained to me that time, I see the importance of it. Then on that night, the particular night, I did I re-listen again.
Sadhu.
But I re-listen without any interpretation, understanding or
correct.
Anything. I just listened and completed. I went to bed.
Sadhu.
And the next morning, when I got up, suddenly the whole thing coming into a map form. And it's summarized for my own understanding.
Yeah, it can happen. Yes.
It happened.
Yeah.
And after that, it keep on have a understanding, keep on arising the whole thing.
Sadhu, yes.
Then, but you don't know what you understand one.
Yeah.
You just understand.
Because it's not knowledge. You don't have to remember them. It's not knowledge. So
then you have the joy.
Yeah.
The joy came on coming. Then it turned up after it slowed down. The thing slowed down.
Yeah.
Then it come out with the gratitude. But this gratitude is
Very natural one. Very natural.
Very natural. It's not to personality.
Correct.
It come to later on. You have a deep sleep.
Yeah. Sadhu, very good.
And continuously 3 days.
Yeah.
Just one
Sadhu.
Sleep.
Sadhu.
Then after that, after 4 you know that something is understood, but you don't know what is that.
No need to know, because that one is the memory trying to remember. Forget about it. But the understanding cannot then disappear one.
After the subsequent, a few days later, in one of the meditation, it show you the how you release from a thought. It's the same thought, you know.
Yeah.
It's the same thought. How you release it release from the thought and it actually go to freedom.
Yeah.
Then from there you actually started to embrace the two mind.
Yeah. Because the understanding of the two mind will help you. That's why that subconscious release and the conscious release arise through right view. When you understand already, it just happened. Then, before I forget, the reason why you are able to do that is because the last few years, your faith has strengthened. Then recently, because of your faith, you just listen with an open mind. You no longer, like last time, full of views, opinion. Then your understanding of the importance of sati or stability or sati, the awareness nature, has helped you. That's why you appreciate the code, the unique code, the saying and all those things. Then all this bring forth the condition for that faith to be very strong. Then that nature actually kan ying, in Mandarin means kan ying, means there is that nature's affinity with your sincerity and your whatever faith. So that one manifests the condition for you to understand all this and go through what you have described just now. And it can happen that way, which is very beautiful. That's why faith is very important. Even for Song's case, I finish this one. For Song's case, he start to realize the importance of the word sincerity. The meaning is so deep. It's only after those faith and understanding unfold. And now you continue, Miss Lee. You say you want to say something.
But this morning, the meditation, it you see, I'm doing a lying meditation. Then suddenly, because I have my own chanting, I have my own mantra.
Yeah.
But Suragama Hat Dharani is not my mantra. Normally, I don't do it. I did. Know about that mantra, but I don't use it as my practice.
Yeah.
But this morning,
it came out.
I aware that in the whole meditation, I'm actually chanting that mantra.
Yeah, the Dharani came out.
Ah.
Yeah. So you are aware of that Dharani.
Yes.
Do you know what happened or not? That to happen, you must have done it in the past. This lie you doesn't know. Because when you are in the meditative state, when you are doing the silent inner awareness, lying down meditation, all this can manifest. Whatever you have done from the past, even Alicia experienced it. The Ti Zhang Jing, the Ti Zhang Wang, the chanting came out. She is very funny from the heart there, aware. So clear. Then even Anne, go to India. The moment he landed the plane, he went with Achalo that time many years back. He said that chanting follow her throughout until the whole trip finished. That's why Achalo asked her to do Butto. She said, cannot. That chanting take over. And the city so strong. That's why a lot of Kayamita who have faith, who has that condition, all this can manifest, can happen. And luckily you share it. Otherwise, I cannot explain all these things. We have a lot of other Kayamita, their experience, they don't know what is happening, but it's very beautiful. And like many of them, they used to share with me when we are alone. Then when there is condition, I share all this because it's to give other Kayamita faith. Everyone have the condition. It's a matter of your faith. When you have the faith, a lot of things will unfold. Without faith, cannot. You must have faith in yourself, in your ability to cultivate. You must have faith in the great beings. You must have faith in your teacher's nature, in all those whom you have learned from. and you must rejoice, then affinity with Triple Gem, very important. So when the faith is there, it can condition a lot of things to happen. And affinity is very important. Then go back to the yellow card, the Bodhisattva vow. How to develop affinity with great beings. That one very important. Even by paying respect, by rejoicing, can earn expression of gratitude, all those things. You already create the affinity. Then sometimes by chanting their mantra, their whatever. Then when you recollect and recall how they have taught you and how you have benefited, all this will unfold. Okay. I think it's getting late. Huh?
Yeah. Appreciated all the explanation, especially now. Especially when you explain the awareness nature.
Yeah.
Last time you did explain.
You are not ready.
The way that we listen, is different.
Yeah, because you are not ready. Yeah. You use your memory and your conditioning to listen. That's why you cannot benefit because your stability or awareness or mindfulness not there yet. That's why later on when you go into that, when that one arise, then you start to understand and you start to appreciate. That's how all the unique code has meaning to you. Otherwise, you can't. Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Sadhu.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Yeah, sadhu for the good sharing, Miss Lee.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Okay.